Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The great Bobby Belt.
You ruined the morning show.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not.
Will we have time? For my Rangers opening day song?
Yes, probably, we will have time for your Rangers opening day song. Bobby Belt's song. We've already done Peyton Russell's at 6:40 during the payload. We did my song at 7:40 during the Neighborhood Watch. And now we're doing Robert Montgomery Belt's song at the end of this.
Yeah.
His song for the Rangers opening day.
I don't feel as good about it as y'all's. I think y'all's is much stronger. And so we're going to have to play Peyton's for KNC, I think.
We're going to play them all.
We're not playing all of them. Come on. We're not going to have time for all that. All right.
Play them all.
Before we get into what happens if the Cowboys don't extend Dak Prescott's contract, which is a new piece up from Todd Archer over at ESPN, an interesting note. So you, RJ Choppy, are a big fan of Howie Roseman. And people are always like, how do they always have the roster they do with more picks than they should have and more salary cap space than seems possible? Because right now, they have the fifth most salary cap space in the NFL, $31 million. Hmm. And they've always got, like, it feels like six picks in the top 100.
It's almost like having an analytical GM is a good thing.
Or,
who would have thought?
It's almost like, man, it seems like they got a whiz helping them out on their cap and structuring things financially. The cracks are getting bigger Philadelphia.
Just like Sean's driveway.
Exactly. Jake Rosenberg, the Philadelphia Eagles' longtime salary cap whiz, is leaving the organization.
Who paid him? Who paid him off?
Well, I mean, you're paying off a longtime friend of Howie Roseman's then. He says this is in hopes of furthering his career in the NFL. He told the Philadelphia Inquirer in a story published Wednesday, Rosenberg has been a friend of general manager Howie Roseman since both were in elementary school. So this is like childhood friendship that, not like saying it's come to an end, but it's like a childhood friendship, long-standing relationship. He's gotten to the NFL and been a big part of what the Eagles do in terms of setting themselves up with contracts that are favorable for them. And he's walking away now. He's been there since 2012. Joining the team after working as a trader in bonds and commodities. Is that the way to do it, do you think? Do you think your salary cap expert should be somebody who's like got a background in stuff like that? Like just a background in the market or other things instead of just a...
Listen, I'll tell you, I've had this belief that the biggest misnomer in sports is that you have to know the sport to be able to run it. The general managers, they're day traders, man. Players are stock chips. That's all they are. You're buying, you're selling, you're looking at it from a value perspective. And you got to understand, and this is why, like, as a gambler, I have no problem. Gambling, very similar to that, too, right? I have no problem. I don't believe, if I place a bet and I lose, the old school thinkers think, well, you were wrong. The gambler thinks, I wasn't wrong. My information was right. They just lost.
Did you see Reese Davis?
Right. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
You can't say something like Reese Davis said. Reese Davis, for those who don't know, they were doing an ESPN bet segment. The analyst, I don't remember her name, was doing a setup. And Reese Davis, without any tongue-in-cheek, goes, well, to me, it sounds like you're not even talking about betting. You're talking about risk-free investment.
Yeah. Like, so it's a risk.
No, you can't say that. It's don't tell people that.
It's a risk, Reese. Let me tell you something. It is a risk. But if you, you know, if I bet the... You know, if I bet a game and all the numbers and all the information and all the research points me in one direction and it misses, it doesn't mean it was wrong. It just means it didn't work that day. Like, the information was right. The thought process was right. It didn't work.
You think over – yeah, you're like saying over time that will be correct. Right. You're going to be wrong in some instances.
Right. That's the thing with analytics is, like, people think, well, it was wrong. Well, it was wrong that play. But if you run that play 100 times, will it be right more often than not? If the answer is yes, then you do that and – you take your chances and you live with the result. And I think that's what, you know, the great general managers do. Like, you know, Howie, I think Howie's a great one at that. I just think you need that. You need guys that are day traders to be running football teams.
Over a pretty extended period of time, this is Jake Rosenberg talking to the Philadelphia Inquirer. Over a pretty extended period of time, I've just thought to myself that it doesn't seem like it's in the cards for me to advance in this league and have a chance to keep pushing and growing. That at the end of the day, what is involved to do this in terms of a life perspective, it's not going to be worth it. So there's only so much that the buddy can get you somewhere. Look, like, I mean, I think that's absolutely a case that exists in a lot of areas, right? So Adam Dirty leaves for the Seahawks this year.
Man, that's my song. That's what? My next song.
Adding dirty instead of riding dirty.
Got to replace adding dirty.
Yeah, okay, there you go. Dirty. So adding dirty had left here, and he was somebody who was really well thought of by the Cowboys, but there was no way to advance. It didn't matter that there were friends of his on staff or other people who thought really highly of him. There was only so much that they were going to be able to do in terms of advancing him with the team. Howie Roseman confirmed this week at the NFL's league meetings in Orlando, Florida, that Rosenberg was leaving the team. Howie Roseman said, over the last 12-plus years, Jake has been so important to our team and a big part of our success. More importantly, he's a true friend who has built lifelong relationships here.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Throughout this league and beyond, while I hate to lose him, I wish him nothing but success going forward. Rosenberg also told the Inquirer, I don't hesitate to tell people that I work for the best general manager in football. His goal is to one day become an NFL general manager himself, touting his involvement in player evaluation and analytics with the Eagles in addition to his salary cap role. So this is somebody that the Eagles, they're losing a significant part. What is your, we talk about the Cowboys outlook and how unstable things are right now, and we'll get to the, we're going to run out of time, so we'll get to the Todd Archer article tomorrow. But Chop, what do you, when you look at Philadelphia right now, are you, as somebody with an interest in seeing the Cowboys do well, are you sitting here excited seeing what the Eagles have done this offseason, or do you think Philly will work it out because they always work it out?
There's a little bit of both. I do think that they're a team that is kind of teetering on that trouble, but I also think they're a team that is, I mean, they'll be fine. They're put it this way. They're clearly better than 3-4 in the division, which is the Giants and Washington, I think.
But for how much longer is the question?
That's a great question. I don't know. How good's Hurts? Did Hurts take a step back last year, or was he hurt?
Yeah. Or, I mean, it could be, honestly, both.
Or it could be both.
Like,
could
a
be
step
both.
Back it was to be expected, but not to the extent it was.
Right.
Because
and will this year be a step up, but maybe not to the extent that it was in 2022?
Right. So, that's something to look at. Look, I think that for all the issues with the Cowboys, and they got plenty of them, this is not to celebrate the Cowboys. I think if you're looking at what the Eagles are looking at,
yep.
Clearly losing an important person in Jake Rosenberg to the... Because he just said there, it's not just the cap stuff. He's been involved in their analytics and their player development and some of their scouting process. So you're losing Rosenberg, and you're losing arguably the two biggest leaders on each side of it. Like you're losing the biggest leader on each side of the ball for you this year.
Mm.
Kelce retiring, Fletcher Cox retiring, and that was a locker room that already felt like it had some issues. I would bet the under on the Eagles this season.
And there, yeah, I mean... Those unders and overs for Cowboys Eagles will be inflated anyway because of who they are. There's hype around both teams. So that's another kind of okay, no more. Forget about this. No more. No more wasting time. We gotta get to Bobby's song. Now I did country. I did Boot Scoot and Boogie Brooks and Dunn.
Peyton did rap.
Peyton did Drake back to back. Bobby, you're doing I Wear My Sunglasses at Night. Is that what this is?
Nope. I'm doing Disney soundtrack.
Oh!
I went with the classic. Aladdin's A Whole New World. I did not sing the female part, but I went with Aladdin's A Whole New World, and this is my Aladdin-inspired Rangers opening day anthem, A Dynasty.
Oh, this is great.
I don't even want to open my eyes.
I can hardly believe.
Oh, baby.
Texas won the World Series.
Yes.
Tell me, Choppy, now why can't they repeat in 24? Why it's opening eyes. Bombi brings all the thunder. Shohei, don't bet the under, cause we're winning 95. A dynasty. Began in 2023. Seager for MVP. With Eovaldi, the Cy Young, he'll be winning a dynasty. We'll win a third in 25. Rangers fans had no fear. It's crystal clear that now we know a dynasty's arrived.
Vocals, I mean.
No. I was having to go like theatrical, because if you listen to this up, Peebo Bryson sings the original.
I'm in tears here.
Peebo Bryson sings the original, and he rocks it. I had to go with the movie vocals with like the boyish tone, because I was not going to be able to.
They need to hire you.
No.
Disney.
No.
Is Disney on a hiring freeze? I don't know. I don't even know what's going on.
I don't think I can pass the background check.
Hire Bobby Bell. You brought up Shohei.
Yeah, Shohei, don't bet the under.
So let's see what Shohei, the latest on him, is, and we get you set for Rangers opening day. We're going to continue with it all in the final hour, 9 o'clock hour, coming up next on 105 through the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.